But if they had Isa, they'll sacrifice. Wife will say, okay, today you do what you like. The next day, husband will say, okay, today you do what you like. Sacrifice. This is life. Good habit of sacrifice. And if man had even one bad habit, he can destroy his whole life. Just let me give you an example. For example, you are going in the train, in the bus, or any other place. A man stood up and he's drunk and he started saying bad things to you. You couldn't bear that, and you also started saying the same bad things to him. He punched you and you punched him. God forbid. So what happened? He was a drunk guy. He picks up a knife and hits in your eye. He's drunk. He doesn't know what he's doing. But here what happened? You lost your eye. Why? Because of bad habit of not being patient, of not having hilm, forbearance. Look, because of one bad habit, many times I've seen, you will definitely see if you didn't see, people lose many things because of one bad habit. Why? Because he got angry. But if he had hilm and used his wisdom by the help of knowledge, what would have he said? He would have said, okay, he's drunk, he's mad. Not to him, you know, just in his mind, that, you know, he's shouting, let him shout. I will just forgive him, I'll just leave him. And what will happen? He'll keep shouting and you will go, nothing will happen to you. But if you also shout on him, what will happen? You might lose something. And habits not only destroy this life, they also destroy you hereafter. It's lovely narration, I don't know if you've heard about it. Once Prophet buried one of his companions, Prophet himself came in his, you know, janazah, and he buried him by his hand. And after burying him, Prophet started shedding tears. The people were surprised, Ya Rasulullah, why are you shedding tears? Prophet said, because I can see that grave is pressing him. Fishar al-qabr. Grave is pressurizing his body and his bones are being broken. Ya Rasulullah, why? He was such a good man, and you know, you came in his janazah, you buried him. How could it be possible that grave, you know, presses him? Fishar al-qabr, the great azab of Fishar al-qabr, the great punishment of Fishar al-qabr is punishing him. Prophet said, do you know, he was a good man, but he had one bad habit, because he had no good manners with his wife. He used to insult his wife. Just one bad habit. We are saying just one, but it's one bad habit is also very bad. Prophet is saying he used to insult his wife. He didn't respect his wife. Because of this one bad habit, he is in punishment. He is in azab. Allah. So if we had bad habits, we will have troubles in this life and in hereafter. But how can we remove bad habits? This is very important. You will say, okay, you talked a lot, you know, 20 minutes maybe I've talked about habits and there's no clock in front of me. Oh yeah, there is one. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Muhammad. Wa ajjil fardan. So till now, we reached to this conclusion that habits are very important in our life. Habits can make us the most successful, and habits can make us the worst person in this world. But here we, as a Shia of Ahlul Bayt, we should pray and ask Allah, Ya Allah, make us like Habib ibn Mazahir. Give us those good habits which Habib had. You know, there are different kinds of Shias. Some Shias, they are Shias, they love Imam Hussein, they say we love Imam Hussein, but they do all those things which Imam Hussein stopped them to do. They are saying by tongue that yes, we love Imam Hussein, but if you look at their actions, they are just going against Imam Hussein. They are Shias by name. Some other Shias, they say we love Imam Hussein, and they do good deeds, but you know, they are in middle class. The third stage, there are some Shias, they avoid sins and they do good deeds to such a high extent that Imam Hussein calls them. Just imagine, are you on that stage that if Imam Zamana comes, he says, Ali, Abbas, Hussein, Zainab, Fatima, come on, join my army, become my companion. Now just look, I'm just telling you about one point, and then if anybody wants more points on this, can email me at muhammadzakazmi@gmail.com. I'll send you my other lectures on habits, that how can you change your habits. Just one point, we as lover of Imam, we as lover of Imam Hussein, as lover of Bibi Zainab, just think, inshallah, I'm not from those Shias who say by tongue we love Imam Hussein and Bibi Zainab and they just go against them. Inshallah. And inshallah, we will be from those Shias who do whatever Imam has ordered him. But inshallah, we ask God, Ya Allah, make us from those Shias whom when Imam Al-Mahdi comes, he calls them. But will Imam call somebody who keeps lying? Will Imam call somebody who is looking at Namahrams? Will Imam call somebody, you know, who is doing... Many people in the time of Imam Hussein wanted to join Imam Hussein. They were Shias. They were Shias. That's why they wanted to join Imam Hussein. But Imam said, no, stay there. Imam didn't allow them. Just look at yourself. If I have such a bad habit, tomorrow when Imam will come, and I wanted to be one of his companions, Imam said, no, you cannot be my companion. Allahu Akbar. You know, we'll just die at that moment. We are waiting for Imam Al-Mahdi, and Imam comes, and Imam says, your character is showing that you are my enemy. So what will we do at that time? So we should try to make ourselves to reach to that third and the highest stage that Imam calls us, as Imam called Habib ibn Mazahir. Imam wrote a letter for Habib ibn Mazahir. Habib, I'm near your city. Come on, I need your help. Allahu Akbar. We should reach to this stage. And this will help us to remove all bad habits. You know, ladies, when they look at their actions, gents, men, when they look at their actions, that, you know, if I'm lying, if I'm backbiting, if I have jealousy, if I'm looking at Namahram, if I'm doing any kind of wrong thing, be sure Imam will never call you. You will never be from companions of Imam, because the companions of Imam are those clean people like Habib ibn Mazahir. So this will help us that we take ourselves to that stage. Remove all the bad habits. Clean our soul, purify our soul, and reach to that highest level that Imam calls us. I don't think I can say anything more than this. Would you like anything more than this, that Imam of your time calls you? No. Me personally, I don't like anything more than this. Even if the whole world is being given to me and people are stopping me from going to join Imam, I will leave the whole world and I will join my Imam. This is how we should be. Because we love our Imam. We are ready to leave everything just to join our Imam. To become companions of Imam. What are the attributes of companions of Imam? They are clean, they are purified, they don't commit any sin, they don't do anything wrong. They are like Habib ibn Mazahir. They are like Malik al-Ashtar. They are like Miqdad. They are like Ammar. They are like Mason. Far from all bad things and near to all good things. They all pray namaz-e-sha, midnight prayers. Do we pray midnight prayers? I'm not telling you, I'm asking for myself. Do we pray? Do I really pray every time, every night? Just think, do we pray? You know, Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amili, Ayatollah Allama Tabatabai, many other scholars, they said, you know, if you want anything in this world or in hereafter, just pray namaz-e-tahajjud. Just pray midnight prayers. You'll get everything in this world and hereafter. So this is how we should look at ourselves. You know, sometimes we have some problems. We look at others. You know, only that guy is not praying. You know, that guy is not doing something good. You know, that woman is not doing hijab while she's not doing herself, while he's not praying himself, but looking at others. No, just once a day, look at yourself. Any bad habits? Remove it. Just by love of Imam Zamana. that, you know, if I had these bad habits, I will not be in the companions of Imam. This is what Imam al-Mahdi is saying. Imam is saying, oh Shias, oh my followers, I am not far from you. You know, we see many people can see Imam al-Zamana even today. How? Why? Because they have cleaned, purified themselves, removed the bad habits. Love of Imam will help us to remove bad habits. I said I will just point to one point today. And now, love of Imam will help us to clean ourselves, to remove all the bad habits. Why? Because Imam is saying, oh Shias, I am not far from you. I'm not far from you. I come to your majalis. I come to your majalis, Imam Hussein, because this is not majlis of Ar, this is majlis of Imam Hussein. And Imam Hussein is grandfather of Imam al-Mahdi. You know, his father's majlis. So Imam comes to this majalis. But why we don't see Imam? Because of our bad habits. Imam is saying, I am not far from you. Rather, these are your bad habits which are making you far from me. Just one more example on musiba. You know, just imagine, I don't know how many of you have child. When you go, for example, back to your country, or you go to other place for 1 year, 2 years, after 2 years, when you come back in these 2 years, you really want to see your child. You really want to hug your child. You didn't see your child since last 2 years. Even if you see him on Ovu, on Skype, on these messengers today, you can see everything from everywhere. But you couldn't hug him. You couldn't kiss your son. You couldn't kiss your daughter since 2 years. Now what will happen? After 2 years you came back to Sydney. You really love your child. You really love your daughter, you really love your son, and you, the most important aim you have now, just to hug your child and say, I love you, I really missed you in these 2 years. Those people who have children, they can understand it easily. But when you came, your 2 years old child or your 3 years old daughter, you know, she spoiled her clothes and it's najis and it's full of filthiness, full of bad things. She's a child, he's a child, you know. He spoiled his clothes with najasat and all this rubbish. Will you go and hug him? You will try to hug him, but you will first ask your wife, go and clean her or him. Then I will hug him or her. Same thing. Imam is saying, I want to hug you. You all are my children. Ana wa Ali, aba wa hazil umma. Our Imam, our parents, they are our fathers. Imam Mahdi is our father. He wants to hug his children. But when he sees his children are full of filthy, bad habits, full of bad character, then he asks us, clean yourself first. I want to hug you. You are my son. But please, first go and clean yourself. Purify yourself. Delete all these bad habits. Shift delete. You know, in computer, you know, sometimes you delete, it comes back. Shift delete, it never comes back. Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Sorry, I've taken a lot of your time. Just a few minutes musiba, inshallah. And in musiba, we try. You know, it's a great opportunity for all of us. You know, in these days, in these nights, we come to majalis of Imam Hussein and we shed tears. That's really great. Nobody has this ni'mah. We have this ni'mah. Every year, 10 days in Muharram, then continuously suffer, 40, and then shahadat of Imam Ali, shahadat of Sayyidah Fatima. You know, 14 times, we have 14 infallible on their viladas, on 13 Imams shahadat. We come and shed tears. And this will help us to clean ourselves. When you shed tears, we have a hadith, man taba. If you had any bad habit, and you did tawbah, you cleaned yourself, you remove that bad habit and you did tawbah, repentance. مَنْ تَابَ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. Allah is saying, if you've done bad deeds, wrong deeds for 70 years, 100 years and you come and do real tawbah, I will forgive you as if you've done nothing wrong. Allahu Akbar. How merciful is Allah. And now we seek forgiveness from Allah. Ya Allah, you know, since last 10 nights we have been coming and crying and shedding tears for Imam Hussein. And today now we want to shed tears for Imam Hussein and for our sins, for our bad deeds which we have done. Because it has been narrated, two eyes will never cry in the day of judgment. One, that eye which cried for Imam Hussein, and the second eye which cried on his or her sins. Come on, let's ask Allah, Ya Allah, today forgive us and purify us as you purified Hur on the day of Ashura. Today promise yourself, I will go Hur from this door, inshallah. If I had any bad habits, determine, I will just remove all bad habits and inshallah I will become clean and purified like Hur. Allahu Akbar.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Everybody say loudly.
Allahumma salli ala. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah.
Everybody loudly,
ya Allah, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us in the name of Imam Sajjad.
He cannot come alone without wasila in the court of Allah.
Ya Allah, you yourself passed us, wabtaghu ilayhi al-wasila. Whenever you come to me, come by wasila of Hussain. Ask me in the name of Abbas. Ask me in the name of Sakina, Ruqayya, and Zaina.
And today remember, try to shed tears
on your, if you've done wrong thing. Do tawbah, repentance, try to become like her.
And especially for Imam Hussein, cry loudly, loudly. Do you know why? Because once in the time of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, a man was reciting Masaib of Imam Hussein. Imam was crying loudly. But after Majlis, after Musiba, Imam asked a man, oh man, you say you love Hussein, but I didn't see you crying. The man said, Ya Mawla, I have cried a lot. How can I don't cry?
Imam said, whenever you want to cry for my grandfather Hussein, cry loudly. As an old mother cries on the death of her young son, say, Ya Hussein.
Call Imam Hussein from the depth of your heart.
Ya Allah, in the name of Imam Hussein and Imam Sajjad, forgive our sins.
You know, Imam Sajjad was really oppressed. I don't want to recite the whole Masaib of Imam Sajjad, just a little bit to tell you how Imam was oppressed.
It has been narrated, when Imam Sajjad went back to Medina, Whenever he used to see a butcher slaughtering an animal, Imam used to run towards that butcher. Why, Ya Mawlai? Imam used to take his hat, and Imam used to ask, oh butcher, tell me, did you give butcher to this animal? The butcher used to shed tears, cry and say, Ya Mawla, I'm Muslim, I'm Muslim, this is what I've heard from Prophet, before you slaughter an animal, give him water. Do you know, now what did Imam Hussein, son Imam Zainul Abidin used to say, look towards Karbala, Salam al Father, people give water to animals. You were grandson of Prophet. Qutil ta'at shanan Hussain, 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 I don't know how Imam Sajjad could bear all these things. Today you are just listening. Just imagine. Today you are just listening what happened and you are shedding tears. Allah. But in Karbala, Lady Zainab was watching. The Shem was cutting the hair. This is love of Hussein in your heart. That's why you are shedding tears. And remember, love of Hussein will stop us from committing sin. Love of Hussein will stop us from doing bad deeds. When we will see, if we do bad habits, it will hurt Imam Hussein. When a woman comes without hijab, she should think about Lady Zainab. If I come without hijab, Lady Zainab will be heaven. And today, as I told you, from this door, whenever, whoever will go, he will become like her. Today we should become like her. But remember, there's a great difference between us and her. Every time we seek forgiveness in Ramadan, in all these 10 nights, you shed tears, you seek forgiveness. But what the problem with us, we shed tears, we do tawbah, but again we break tawbah. But her, once he did tawbah, again he didn't break his tawbah. We should be like her, I should be like her. Everybody imagine today, I want to become like her. And really remember, Allah is forgiver. Allah is Rahman, Rahim, Kareem. Allah is really forgiver. Now listen to this story of Hazrat Musa. That how Rahman is Allah. In the time of Hazrat Musa, it stopped raining. People were dying. Animals were dying. All the nation of Musa came to Musa. Said, Ya Musa, it's not raining. What should we do? Musa said, all the city come out. under the sky, all together we will ask from Allah, Ya Allah, send your rahmah. It has been narrated, all the people of that city came. 3 days passed, everybody is asking for rahmah, for rain. It didn't rain. People said, Ya Musa, you asked us to come out under the sky, and you said it will rain, inshallah, but it didn't rain. Why, Ya Musa? Musa is Kalimullah, he talks with Allah. Musa said, Ya Allah, why it doesn't rain? Although we all are asking from you to send your rahmah. You know what did Allah said to Musa? Allah said, Ya Musa, there is a great sinner among these people, and because of that one person, I'm rejecting the prayer of all. This is in Hadith. If in our majlis there was one bad person, because of one bad person, the du'as of all others are rejected. And on other side is it, if in our majlis there is one good person, like Imam Zamana, because of Imam Al-Mahdi, Allah will forgive all of us. So Ya Allah, Ya Imam Zamana, today we are asking you to come in our majlis. Mala, I don't know where are you. Maybe you are shedding tears in Karbala. Maybe you are crying in Syria for your auntie Zainab. Maybe you are crying on the grave of your mother Zahra. Mola, I don't know where are you, but please come here for a few seconds. Ya Abna Zahra, Mola, Mola. Everybody. Ya Abna Zahra, Mola, Mola. Raise your hands, call your imam. Ya Abna Zahra, Mola. Ya Abna Zahra, Mala, Mala, come here just for a few seconds, Ya Abna Zahra. Now Hazrat Musa came and informed his nation, there is one great sinner among you. Because of that sinner, your du'as, your prayers are being rejected. Now this sinner heard that announcement. Just imagine if you were somewhere and somebody's asking you to get up because you are the worst one. How would you feel? Now this man started crying, Ya Allah, if I get up, if I leave this crowd, if I go from here, all the people will understand that I was that sinner, I was that bad person, I was that great sinner. Ya Allah, I will promise you I'm doing tawbah and I will never repeat my bad deeds. Forgive me, Ya Allah. Do you know Hazrat Musa said, nobody got up from these people. Suddenly I saw the cloud started coming. It started raining. Allah said, Ya Musa, nobody stood up from these people. While you said there is a sinner, unless he doesn't go, I will never send water, I will never send rain. Do you know what did Allah said? Allah said, because of that sinner, I'm sending rahmat for you. Allah said, because of that sinner, the same guy, because of same person I'm sending this rain. Hazrat said, Musa said, Ya Allah. Allah said, Ya Musa, if he was sinner, I am Ghaffar. If he was wrongdoer, I am forgiver. He seeks forgiveness, I forgave him. He promised me that he will never repeat bad deeds, I forgave him.
Now listen to another sentence.
Hazrat Musa said, Ya Allah, that's very good that you forgave him. But tell me, who was he?
Allahu Akbar.
Listen. Ya Allah, tell me, who was he? Do you know what did Allah said? Allah said, Ya Musa, when he was a sinner, wrongdoer, I didn't tell you who was he. And now when he had sought forgiveness, how can I tell you who is he? Look how he's merciful. He's also hiding our sins from his prophet.
He didn't even inform his prophet Musa that who was he.
Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, I'm very bad. We are really very bad. We've done very bad things. Today in the name of Imam Hussein, we've come here to seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive us. Everybody raise your hand and say, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghaffar. Ya Ghaffar, say loudly, Ya Ghaffar. Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghaffar. Ya Ghaffar. Ya Allah, forgive our sins in the name of Sayyiduna Abbas.
We seek forgiveness, inshallah, in the name of Abbas, Alamdar of Hussein. And Allah will definitely forgive us. And remember, Imam Zamana will also come here.
Why? Because Imam said, wherever you recite Masaib of my uncle Abbas, or you recite Masaib of my auntie Zainab, I definitely come there.
Today we'll recite Masaib of Abbas, the Alamdar. And inshallah, Imam will come. And when Imam will come, everybody is forgiven, inshallah. Hazrat Abbas came to Imam Hussein, said, Ya Mawlai, give us permission, I want to go to battlefield, fight with these enemies. Imam Hussein said, No. Hazrat Abbas insisted, please let me go. Imam Hussein said, Abbas, if you really want to go, so please go and bring water for Ruqayya. Go and bring water for Sakina, for all the children. Hazrat Abbas, my master Abbas came. He took and he promised that I will, inshallah, bring water. The little daughters of Imam Hussein, they were really happy. The little 4 years old daughter of Hussein became very happy that my uncle is bringing water. Ali Asghar's thirst will finish. Ah,
Ya Allah, my brother will drink water. After this, Bibi Sakina and Bibi Ruqayya told to all the children that, listen, when my uncle is going to bring water, then remember for sure he will bring water. I'm sure that the water will come. All the children were happy. Now at the end, Hazrat Abbas, my master Abbas, went to the tent of Lady Zainab and said, Ya Sayyidati Zainab, will you permit me to go? Bibi Zainab said, Lady Zainab said, I will not stop you, but sit for a while, I want to tell something. Ya Sayyidati, what do you want to tell me? Oh my lady, tell me. Lady Zainab said, Abbas, when we were in Kufa, once my father Ali came and he started kissing my hair. He started kissing my hands and was shedding tears. I asked, Ya Abata, oh my father, why are you kissing my hair and hands and shedding tears? Abbas, my father Ali said, Zainab, in the same city of Kufa, people will put chains in your hands, people will pull your veil, Zainab, that's why I'm crying for that time. Hazrat Zainab said, Oh my brother Abbas, I said to my father Imam Ali, Oh my dad, even if a sister had one brother, nobody takes her name. Allah has given me brothers like Hassan, Hussein and Abbas. I have brother like Abbas. I have 18 brothers. Oh, my father, you are right. Definitely what you are saying, that is not wrong because you are Imam. But oh, my father, how can somebody put chains in my hand when I have Abbas? Do you know what did Lady Zainab said here? Lady Zainab said to Abbas, Oh my brother Abbas, do you know what did father said? Father said, Zainab, Hassan will be martyred. Nobody will be with you, neither Hussein, neither Abbas. Here, do you know what did Bibi Zainab said? Lady Zainab said, Abbas, you can go. I know the time has come that people put chains in my hand. Ya Allah. Now I want to recite Masaib of Hazrat Abbas in Farsi, and I would translate it for you. In Iran, when they start Masaib of Hazrat Abbas, they start from his mother, Ummul Baneen. It has been, a poet says in Farsi, when narrator went to Medina, he went to Bibi Ummul Baneen. They came to Ummul Baneen and they said, Bibi Jaan, قوم تو رو کشتن بیبی جان in Karbala they killed your children, your son. You know what did Bibi Ummul Baneen say? Bibi said, as Hussein am, che khabar, don't tell me about my son. Tell me, where is my husband? Don't tell me about my son. The narrator says, again I said, Bibi Janam befadayat, Bibi Jan Jafare toro gejde. Bibi, they kill your son Jafar. Again Bibi said, as Huzainam che khabar, Abbasam fadaye Huzain, Jafaram fadaye Huzain, my children are sacrificed for Huzain. Tell me, what happened with Huzain? What happened to Huzain? Now the narrator says, when Bibi insisted, narrator said, I informed her what happened to Huzain. Bibi Jan Bevarji. Bibi Jan Huzain Toro. Beine Donare Ab. Bola Betej Legaza. What does it mean? Bibi Jan, they killed Huzain between two rivers, but they killed him thirsty. They didn't give him even a drop of water. They didn't give him even a drop of water. Do you know what happened? The narrator says, when Bibi heard this sentence that Huzain has been martyred, Sarashra Bulan Kyat, Bibi raised her head and asked, Begu Bebinam, Vaktiya, Vakti Huzain Kushtand, Vakti Fardand Zahra Kushtand, Begu Abbas Man Kujabud. Tell me, when they were killing Huzain, where was my Abba? Where was my Abba? Where was Abba? How could they dare to kill Huzain? You know, the narrator says, the thing which I was trying to hide, I was compelled to tell her. I said, Bibi Jan, Vakti Huzain no kushtan, Abbas zonavud. When they killed Huzain, Abbas was not there. Bibi said, Abbas ab kujabud, where was my Abbas? The man said, Bibi Jan, aval dasterata تجرا بریدن بعد دست چپش رو بریدن دیبی جان عباس was not there. They cut the hands of عباس. بیبی said, how did they cut the hands of Abbas? Tell me. The narrator says, I said, Bibi Jan, Bogor ze ahanid, yeki bar sare Abbas. Bibi Jan, one of the oppressors, came and hit with this spear on the head of Abbas. The narrator says, when Bibi heard all these sentences, as Sare Joyash Bolan shot, Bibi stood up, but Ta'ajjub Porsid, Besare Abbas Azad. Did they hit on Abbas's head? Chetor Mumkine, Abbas Eman Rashid. My Abbas was very tall. In Arab, nobody was taller than Abbas. How could he hit Abbas? How could he hit on his head? The narrator says, چیزی را که نمیخواستم بگم مجبور شدم. The thing which I was hiding, which I didn't want to tell her, I was going to tell her. Oh Sadat, please forgive me. Imam Zamana, if you are here, forgive me. The poet says, the narrator said, Bibi Jan, yek zaleme nana ji, yek tire se jobe, bardi de gan abba. An oppressor threw a three-pronged arrow on the eyes of Abbas. Abbas خم شد تیر و بکشه حضرت عباس بود جان to pull the arrow یه نانجی با گرزانی امن که علی دول عباس 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 یا حسین یا حسین
یا کاشف الکر عن وجه الحزین یا کاشف الکر عن وجه الحزین اشرای کرمی به حب اخیج الحزین یا عباسا یا عباسا یا عباسا یا عباسا یا عباسا یا عباسا Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas.
Inshallah, stand up, brothers. Come forward, make a circle. Let us express our love for Aba Abdullah al-Hussein wa Awlad al-Hussein wa Ashab al-Hussein and beat our chests in their memory and out of their love. Come forward.